the Briz Treadley podcast with your host, Andrew Dimmock.
Well, welcome everybody to episode 16 for 2017 of the Briz Treadley podcast. The third episode for 2017, which features the professionally delightful Ms. Kathy Peel.
Hello, we can't do the maths of that though.
We just don't know what that means.
Well, it's
3/16.
3/16 percentage, because we both have a cold and everything's harder when you have a cold.
It's
20%.
Less than 25%, but more than 20%. Sorry, people, that's the maths police arresting me and taking me away. Like 18.75%, something like that. Carry on. Let's listen to a podcast. Maybe.
Anyway, so a fair bit.
Yeah, quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty often.
Huzzah!
Well, there's all sorts of things that, like, it's event season, and when we come out of winter in Queensland, people go, oh, let's put on a bike event. And so we know of lots of bike events that are going on. We're not going to be at all of them because we can't be everywhere.
But I'd like to be at all of them if I didn't have to work.
Yes. Well, exactly.
Oh, yeah, because I'm doing one this weekend as well. I forgot.
Well, let's go through what you're doing, okay, Kath.
Right.
And let's do it in chronological
order.
The nearest one first.
Okay. Well, can we go backwards and say on Sunday I took my bike, my cat in a knapsack on the back of my bike, and it's becoming an internet sensation.
Yes. Yeah, so that wasn't an event. That's going viral, but it wasn't.
It is going viral. People have track dogs and track goats. I'm going to have a trail cat.
A trail cat. I've seen the videos like of trail dogs on like Pink Bike and stuff like that. And I think that your trail cat will be – even more so.
I think so, because as my friend Di says, she does have resting fury face of hell. So she's not a particularly friendly looking. So anyway, so that was Sunday. So then I'm going on holidays on Thursday. I start holidays, and then Friday I'm going out with Roddy Rob, and I'm doing Combi, and I haven't done any hills. Combi's got a bad hill in it.
Well, surely he'll shuttle you to the top and you're just riding down.
That was the plan. Apparently he said, if I can complain, I have to pedal. He's a very bad man.
You'll only do it like twice, you know, at the most. It's a big hill.
There's a lot of complaining.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of the cardio is actually me whinging. So we're doing, but I like the Combi Trail very much. Yeah, yeah. So I'm doing that on Friday, my first day. But then Saturday I'm going up to Noosa and doing the Strada
Bianca,
which is with the Steelies.
Yep.
And I'm getting one lent to me because I don't have a Steely. Who knew? I need one, apparently. But yes, I'm doing that.
Okay, important question.
Yes.
Is the steel bike you're being lent a beautiful Celeste Bianchi?
I don't know what it is. I've only had to give Rod Nutt. Is that his name? Anyway, I know it's a short name, and he's a very nice man. He's a friend of many, many people, and he's a Steely enthusiast. And he's got a museum-y thing, and he's lending me a bike.
Fantastic.
Because I'm totally a thing.
Yep.
So I'm going up there and doing that. And I'm doing that with the Gentleman's Ride, the Lucky Bikes Peloton. The average age of that peloton is, I think, 62. The average speed is 12 kilometres an hour.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So it's totally my scene. I'm the pace man. So we're doing that on Saturday, and then Sunday's the proper ride.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, but the gentlemen only do the piccolo because 30 kilometres is long enough.
That's heaps.
And then I'm getting on a plane and I'm going over to swim with what are they called? Whale sharks and humpback whales and things like that
in Western Australia.
In Western Australia, yeah.
Shark Bay or whereabouts?
Is it Ninglu Reef?
Okay.
I haven't read the tour notes yet. It's not until Wednesday. So and I'm worried because I've got to put on a wetsuit that people are going to think I'm a whale. So I might come back with one of those as a boyfriend. I can say, this is my new boyfriend, Squirt. So, yes, I'm doing that. But then while I'm away, this is a scoop, Chicks in the Sticks is on.
That's right. So Chicks in the Sticks, it's the third annual Chicks in the Sticks. The Brisbane South Mountain Bike Club puts it on. And
the
when
rats.
I say puts it on, what really happens is the ladies of the rats put it on. And it's the committee that runs the race is an all-female committee and has lots of expertise and lots of people who really know what they're doing. And this is pretty much the most successful event that the Rats run. And really get along and support it. If you haven't signed up already, I think you can still sign
up.
Yeah,
you can. You'll need to make sure that they do that really quickly because of T-shirts and stuff like that with sizes. And this year we've got a really cool new logo and stuff like that as well. And some of our sponsors like Roddy Robb and some of the other coaches are actually running sessions out at the actual course because you can't ride it as a local punter. You can only do it as part of this event.
And that's because it is held at Kringle Scout Camp, which is at Mount Cotton, and that is most of the time a scout camp, not, you know, even though there are mountain bike trails in
and
there.
And they have, they do that shooting thing there too, like not with guns, but with paint.
Paintball.
Yeah, it seems very aggressive to
it
me.
It is. If you think coffee's an angry drink, why do you see people who drink coffee then play paintball?
I don't understand the... But anyway, good for them.
So that's Sunday the 27th of August.
Yes, yeah.
Very, very soon.
It is very soon. I will be... I don't know. I think I'll be back. I don't know where I'll be, but in Western Australia.
Mm. But it is a fantastic event and we expect there'll be, you know, 100, 200 people racing and people supporting it.
And lots of girls.
And it's just a lot of fun to get along and see it. And you know, they have all of the, you know, the junior double yokers and soft-boiled double yokers, hard-boiled double yokers, queens of the coop, have a crack, free range, chicken run, all these different...
It's like because it's around chickens.
Yeah, all these different chicken-based puns.
Yeah, and they're bad, but a good pun is very hard to find.
Well...
I don't know. I think a good pun could be an oxymoron.
Yeah, I think that you just revel in how bad they are.
Yeah, I think so. Just celebrate the dad jokeness of it.
And so that's you know, that's one of our favourite events on the whole calendar. But there are other events on the calendar
as
well. And look... We're going to get to that one.
Okay, because I'm very excited. I've got a brochure.
But I want to also talk, and I'm not sure how chronologically we are now, about the Magnificent Seven.
Because you know who else is the Magnificent Seven?
So the Magnificent Seven are the ambassadors for the Brisbane to Gold Coast event that Bicycle Queensland runs this year on Sunday the 15th of October.
I think they're also devastatingly beautiful women.
They are. I'm not sure that I feel kind of bad just looking at these pictures, really.
Because it's like looking it's like looking at a collection of supermodels in racing helmets.
Yeah,
it's quite not a lot of us can pull that look off.
So Cherie Hughes, Karen Buchholz, Ruthie McGrath, Jan Stevenson, Carmen Weir, and Kathy Peel.
Yeah.
Look, for those of you who can count, that's only six. But like it says, there's a green square and a question mark. And so obviously the Riddler is the seventh.
And it's not Annemiez, apparently.
Well, I don't know who it is.
I hope it's Annemiez.
But maybe
I
it is Annemiez. Maybe we can speculate. So here's your first competition question for the night.
Oh, we love competitions.
And there are two competitions coming up tonight.
Yes,
the first one is, who is the mystery seventh ambassador? And I'm going to go right out on a limb and say, we'll come up with a prize that's not a patch.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the prize is yet, but I'll talk to Claire sponsors and the communications team at BQ.
We like Claire. She's very good at her job. She's a lovely girl.
She's terrific. Yeah. And I'll talk to Claire and see if we can't get a proper prize for somebody who can actually guess who the seventh ambassador is.
So it's got to be a woman.
A woman. That's really probably a bike rider is probably a good thing too. So a woman who rides a bike and has some ambassadorial qualities.
And can ride 100 kilometres.
Yes. And just to sort of...
do they say how fast they're going to go?
It says that they're going to be with Cherie in the 30-plus kilometre an hour.
Totally as enemies.
Well, you know...
I don't know if she... It could be.
Well, you know, there are all sorts of people and there are all sorts of women who ride bikes that we know of who could fit that bill as well.
Easy, yeah.
So let's not speculate too much beyond enemies because I think enemies is really...
awesome.
A very good answer. Kerry Mears is a good answer too.
Oh yeah, she's a good rider.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah.
Anyway, let's not speculate too much because people can post on the Facebook page with their suggestion of who they think it is, and then I'll find out because I don't know the answer.
I'll find out.
It's totally blind. We're totally making this up on the run. I'll find out at from the marketing department at Bicycle Queensland who the seventh person is. And it might be one of those double bluff things where the person who we suggest, they'll go, oh, gee, that sounds good. We never thought of who the person was.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I would have suggested me, but I'm already there.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm only riding 60 kilometres and I'm not doing the 100 kilometres. Should we mention that?
Yep. So that's in there. So it says if you go to the Brisbane to Gold Coast page, which is b2gc.com.au, you will see all of these fabulous ambassadors and apparently going to be wearing purple jerseys.
Yes, we have our own jerseys.
Wow. So I know. There's new special T-shirts for Chicks in the Sticks and jerseys for Brisbane and Gold Coast. So that's those two things.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one.
Yeah.
Now, who's the voice of the Tour de France?
Well, Phil Lickett is. And like I
was.
Okay. Well, oh, you know, I still think he is in a way. Okay. Because didn't they crossed him this year anyway, didn't they?
Yeah, he was sort of on the couch at the end. You know?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, for me, because with my many, many years of cycling history of four, Phil Lickett helped me understand the Tour de France, you know, as well as Robbie McEwen, who also close personal friend because of cyclocross. Lovely young son he has. But guess what happened? So they've got the Ocean Way ride, which is at the Gold Coast.
Yep.
And it's on so I get back from holidays, I think, on Monday, the 4th of September. And then on the Saturday, the 9th of September, they've got the Dual Residences VIP ride, which is a short one. Oh, no, that's the Cedar Summit Grand Fondo, which is a Sunday. And then they've got like a short one as well, which is on the Saturday as well. So Saturday the 9th of September. 9th.
Yep.
And that's the 55-kilometre ride. And I've actually got a team in that, the Too Late to Train, Too Early to Warm Up team. they're doing one that's 160 kilometres and one that's like 55 kilometres. They've got ones
Which
for
one
little
are you
kids.
Doing?
I'm doing the short one, the 55-kilometre ride.
Good choice.
Well, because I found out that I can do between 60 to 70 kilometres without having to train.
Yep.
Once it gets over 80, it starts to get a bit serious for me. And with my repetitive strain injury, cyclist knee, can't be. And not least of which, I'll just be coming back from Western Australia and I'm doing canyoning and abseiling over there as well. So I'm worried that I'm going to get stuck in like some sort of blowhole and be exploded out somewhere like the kid was from the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And then when you land from 40 metres in the air, you're probably jarred.
Have to do the tuck and roll. So anyway, so that's on the Saturday the 9th. But dig this, Friday the 8th, it's sold out because, you know, you have to be really fancy. They've got the Dual Residences VIP ride with Phil Lickett, voice of cycling. And they've asked me to go.
Isn't
like,
that great?
I'm so excited. And Roddy Rob said to me, you're going to have to start training because I'm not going to have myself embarrassed by you, by Phil Lickett. But one of the things is
Phil's a real gentleman. He will ride at the pace of the slowest rider.
I know, which could well be me because I'm going to be so excited and I could get a bit wobbly on it. And the thing is, when I get nervous, I get really more uncoordinated than normal, which is quite frightening. And with the clippings and stuff like that, it's going to be awesome. So that's on the Friday. So I have to, I think I'm back at work on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then I've got to go and say, can I have Friday off?
Well, I'm sure that Anastasia, you send your little notes to Anastasia.
I totally do. Yeah, we're very close.
And she just sort of says, oh, Kath says, yeah. She just ticks that off.
Well, she's surprised if I am at work a lot of the time.
Tick, and she initials it AP or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. CP, fine, AP,
yeah.
Kiss, kiss. But the good thing is, so apparently we have a seafood lunch, escort vehicles, and we get a support team, which I don't think is emotional support.
No,
right?
No.
And then, you get a jersey, but you actually get jerseys with all of these other ones as well.
Wow.
But dig this. It's completely sold out. $800 to go to single, $1,200 for a double.
What?
I know. And it is Phil Lickett, and I'm going with them. But I thought what we could do is because.
How did you get this, Kath? What did you do?
What happened was because I'm sort of very enthusiastic about it, and I think it's a great ride.
Yep.
And I think the Gold Coast has lots of beautiful rides down there. I did the ride for mates and all that sort of stuff. And so I just was really active on their social media and stuff like that. And they said, "Hey, Dopey, do you want to come?" And I was extremely cool and said, "Oh, I love." And was just beside myself. So they've been very, very enthusiastic. But, yeah, they're really good and it's a lovely ride. And you get jerseys as well with the price, which is pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I have to do is I'm going to have to talk to him because there's only 20 people go. So by the end of it.
He's going to talk to you.
Best friends.
Yeah. And so here's our second competition for the night. And the question, the thing is, Kath wants some good small talk.
Yes.
To dazzle Phil with her perspicuity, yes, her clever questions that are germane to the subject of cycling, but also perhaps to the the university of life that we're all on the learning
curve. And I think one of the things too is apparently Phil is really good friends with Anna Mears.
Ah.
Right. So one of the questions has to be blah, 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 blah. And Anna Mears. Only answer is, you know what? I should totally introduce you to Anna Mears because you guys will become best friends.
Yeah.
Because as I was saying to you, my job with Commonwealth Games is really not coming to the party with Anna Mears.
Gee,
I mean, she's fantastic and everything, yep. But, you know, I haven't met her yet.
Yep.
And it's been 6 months.
It's been 6 months and there's only, 9 months to go.
Not long to go now. So, Phil Liggett, so I'm very excited about that. So that's, hang on, I've got it written here. So it's the Ocean Way Ride, www.oceanwayride.com.au. And they also support Mates for Mates, which is a fantastic thing for me as well. But it's very exciting. But Phil Liggett, I you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get all nervous and I won't be able to say anything other than, do you have any pets? Apparently, do you have any pets is not a cool question to open with.
It's a good question.
I think it's a good question, but what if he says I did but it died last week and then starts to cry?
See, that's, you've been good in not asking me that
question. No, I didn't want to ask you that question.
We had a pet, listeners.
Yeah.
Not Kath and I, but at my house here.
Yeah, and he used to yell at me all the time. It's true.
she would bark
enthusiastically,
but she doesn't bark enthusiastically anymore. So the Gold Coast's ultimate cycling event, Saturday the 9th of September, is the Ocean Way Ride, and they have Grand Fondo, Sea to Summit Grand Fondo.
That seems a bit hilly to me.
That sounds a bit hilly. They have the ultimate Ocean Way Ride, which is what you're doing. Well,
and
like
the thing is, a lot of that's on bike paths as well. And so the thing is, I don't know a lot of those bike paths down there. So I thought, if nothing else, it'll show me how to ride them.
Yes. So there you go. There's your events for the next little while. Listeners, there's the Chicks in the Sticks in a couple of weeks' time, the 27th of August. There's the Ocean Way Ride on the 9th of September, Saturday the 9th, and Brisbane to Gold Coast on Sunday the 15th of October. Before we go tonight, though, I'm going to give over the last 5 or 8 minutes to an event that happened last
Saturday,
and that was the end-to-end event on the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail. Now, when I say end-to-end...
It is for people who... I saw it and I thought, no. I was completely intimidated by the whole concept of the end-to-end because the thing is, I've been on the rail trail a few times, got lost. A couple of times.
Well, so did some people on Saturday.
Did they? Yeah.
Including one gentleman who was in the lead at the time.
Oh.
And didn't manage to find, I don't know how he lost
the
trail.
Did he run into a cow?
No, I don't think so. But that would be bad too. But I don't think that happened. But so there were about 110 riders who made it.
Because it sold out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did anyone pull out?
Yeah. Not everybody made it. There were a couple of mechanicals and a couple of people
who just realised
that
it was...
didn't quite make it, but that's because it's a very hard event.
Oh, look, yeah.
But Peter York was the leading first man over the line in about 6 hours, 44 minutes. Peter Winfield right behind him. And the first lady home was Jo Rowell, who did
I love Jo Rowell.
In about an hour longer than that, about 7:44. So really impressive rides, both of those. So they are now the new end-to-end record holders.
And she would have been smiling too, Jo.
When she came past me, I said, g'day, Jo. And she said, oh, hi, Andrew. So she's a lovely person. But the thing about that is the day before the event, it was announced by Somerset Council that they've been successful in getting federal government money, Building Better Regions Fund money, mm-hmm. to help finish the rail trail between Moore and Toogoolawa. So this was the first end-to-end one-day event. And it will be pretty much the last because on the current course, because next year, hopefully, the rail trail between Moore and Toogoolawa will be built, and so it'll be an entirely different course because at the moment they were using the scenic bypass between Moore and Toogoolawa because the rail trail doesn't exist in that section yet. So this one set particular records that next year they'll have to set entirely new records because it'll be a different course.
See, I think setting new courses every year is a good idea because then you have a new record. Yeah. Like I would be really sad if I won and then didn't get a record. Who am I? Is if I'm ever going to win? Like I get participant medals.
Yeah. We'll give you a ribbon.
Yeah, I like a ribbon. Says,
well done.
Yeah, good job, Kath. Here's a certificate.
Yeah. So I was out there being a marshal on the day.
For a long time.
Yes, I had plenty of time to enjoy the place which I was at, which is McNamara's camp. In fact, if you hear the bit of tape that I recorded there, it's mostly me saying, "This is a great spot that I've got." But here's me at the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail end-to-end event on Saturday.
You're along for the ride on the Briz Treadley podcast.
Oh, g'day. I am at McNamara's camp, which is about halfway between Linville and Bernarkin on the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail. Couldn't tell you the exact distances, I've got to admit. But it's a beautiful spot. I love coming here. And I'm here because I'm a ride marshal on the end-to-end extreme event that the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail Users Association is running today. And so its riders started real early this morning at Wilcaraca, and they are finishing at Yarraman. So they're going the opposite direction to the Bicycle Queensland event that we ran the previous weekend over 3 days. So this is a Saturday, and it must be, I think, the 5th of August. And look, this is a day when people who love the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail are celebrating, because just yesterday, Somerset Regional Council announced that they've been successful in seeking funds from the federal government for money to complete the Moore to Tagulawa section. That's the last remaining section of the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail that needs to be done, including the historic Yimbin Tunnel. So great to see that Somerset Council and the federal government, and also the state government's Transport and Main Roads Department, together will be funding the completion of the rail trail. So that's really great news, and congratulations particularly to the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail Users Association, who've been campaigning so hard for this for quite a few years now. Bicycle Queensland's played a little part as well. We've written the occasional letter, but really the heavy lifting has been done by the people on the ground out here in Somerset and South Bennet council areas. I'm on the most iconic section, I think, of the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail, which is the valley that goes from Linville up to Bernarkin. And for me, this is, when I think of the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail, this is what I think of. And I really think, you know, when the whole thing is completed, we need to pay tribute to Reg McCallum, the former mayor of the Nanango Shire, who had the vision to make this whole thing get off the ground. And this was the first section that was opened between Linville and Blackbutt, and it's been open now for a good 10 years. And in that time, bike riders have just loved riding up and down this. It's a beautiful, gentle slope. If you start at the top, you start at Bernarkin, and you're in an enclosed forest which just opens out into this gorgeous valley. And it's just beautiful southeast Queensland scenery, and just reminds you what a great part of the world we live in. I'm here in August, which means we're having beautiful blue sky days, a light breeze, and it's about 22 degrees. This is pretty good. So I'm here because I'm being the ride marshal and first aid person for this point. There's not much in the way of communications between Linville and Bernarkin, because you're in a valley and mobile phones just can't cope with it. Besides which, I'm on Optus, which really can't cope with it. And so I've got a satellite phone with me, and another first aider will go past me soon and go up to Fettler's Rest, and he'll be the other first aider. That'll be Mark. But I'm awaiting the arrival of about 130 super keen cyclocross and mountain bike enthusiasts who are riding this trail in one day. Pretty sure there'll be some new Strava KOM set, all that sort of thing. If we see some friendly folk that we might have a chat to, I'll see if I can get some interviews for the Briz Treadley podcast.
You're along for the ride on the Briz Treadley podcast.
So I think perhaps that's the last rider who's just come past me. Guy on a specialised enduro, still looked like he was pretty chirpy, and his wife's waiting for him at Blackbutt, so maybe he won't get all the way to Yarraman. But just amazing effort by all these riders who are doing 165Ks today on the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail from end to end, from Wilcaraca all the way to Yarraman. Mind you, some of the riders I've seen in the last half an hour probably won't get all the way to Yarraman, but they've had a fantastic day. Had a chat to Geordie and John Giles as they came past, giving me cheek. Lots of pinch flats for those boys. And Geordie even did the stuff the tyre with grass routine, which, you know, I've heard about, but I've never actually seen it done. So great to chat to some of my friends who've come past me on the ride today. Had a chat to Ryan, had a chat to Bennett, had a chat to Justin, had a chat to Brad. All good stuff. all good stuff. And that's about it. Hopefully just around the corner will be the sweep rider, and I'll be able to ride up to Bunarkin and then sweep down and pick up my car in Moore and head home. But that's been the Bruce Treadley report from the end-to-end extreme challenge on the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail, run by the Users Association. Great bunch of people. Okay, bye for now.
All right.
Gee, so that was a great spot, Andrew.
That's enough Brisbane Valley Rail Trail and enough events sort of stuff for this episode 16 of the Briz Treadley podcast. If I knew it's the name of the podcast, I'd be doing better.
Mm-hmm.
We always value people's feedback, and they can get in touch with us on the Facebook page.
Yes.
That's facebook.com/BrizTreadley. They can email me with their story ideas or their news items of things I should mention. That's to scoop@BrizTreadley.com. And they can send their feedback to feedback@BrizTreadley.com.
Unless it's Kath talks too much and too quickly.
Well, any of those sorts of, if you've, as my mum used to say.
If you haven't got anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Yes.
No, what did your mum used to say?
Yeah, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything at
my
all.
My nanny used to say, it's nice to be important, but more important to be nice.
Oh, well, they're both good things. Thanks for listening to the Bruce Treadley podcast. Thanks, Kath, for coming along.
You're welcome.
And my name's Andrew Demack. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.